Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Sorry.
Listener discretion is advised.
Sex advice, having a threesome, and drinking a lot and hooking up with random guys.
Spiker and Dr. Drew.
Loveline.
Loveline is on now.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Stryker is off tonight. He is preparing for a triathlon, I guess you'd call it. He's now a triathlete. He's in Palm Springs and said he was going to train all day and then lie by the pool for 2 days. So there you go. I believe he's running for pediatric aids. Joining me tonight is Plain White Tees. Tom, Dave, Mike, gentlemen, thanks
Hello.
For coming in.
Thank you.
You guys hearken from Chicago, and you were saying that you remember all the way back to Ricky Rackman days with the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's right when Loveline started playing.
In Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah,
it was a good 12 years
ago. We have some longtime fans here.
Yeah, we're saying. You guys must have been, what, 4 at the time?
No,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not reveal the 15. Truth to that.
Now, the new CD is called Every Second Counts. People listening to K-Rock heard the song Hate a few minutes ago, so we're trying to decide what song to play maybe in the first hour, play Hate in the second hour. Mm-hmm. And you going out on tour soon?
We are. We're going on the Nintendo Fusion Tour. With Hawthorne Heights, which starts in, 3 weeks, 2 weeks?
The 27th of September it starts in Columbus.
And going to major cities? Or
yeah, it comes here.
Here in Los Angeles?
I don't know. Oh, October 25th, maybe.
Except maybe. If you don't want to wait till October 25th or around there, they're playing the Troubadour this Saturday at 9, the 16th.
Yep. And
are there still tickets?
To get a ticket, you have to go buy our CD at any Virgin.
And you get a ticket? That makes you eligible to buy a ticket?
No, that you get a free ticket. I don't know how many are left. It might be close to sold out.
If you go to Virgin, you buy a CD, you get a ticket automatically?
Yeah, well, the CD just came out 2 days ago, so.
After you've said this, it's got to be sold out by this minute. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
People can buy the CD anyway, though.
Yeah, you know. We'll don't buy the CD just for the ticket. Buy the CD for us.
Or for you.
Yeah.
For the great music.
Right.
Or at the band.
Or for your friends.
Did you guys know each other in high school or something? How did you get going?
I knew Dave in high school.
As you just pointed to me on radio, that was good.
Yes, could all the people see that?
Yeah.
And then Mike was in a band that we had played with a bunch we knew. And
as was DeMar.
Yeah, as was all the other guys in the band pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so when their bands broke up, we stole them away and here we are.
And you guys just did CD USA?
We did, directly from there.
And how can they see that?
It's on DirecTV.
When did they say it was going to air? Is it next week?
I think either next week or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it'll be
following Saturday.
Replaying ad nauseum, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't have DirecTV, is there any place online or anything you can get to it? Or
YouTube, I'm sure we'll have it up there.
Oh, is that right? There's also Plain White Tees. That's WHITETS.
Yep.
.com if you want to get any more information about the band. They have an in-store signing at the Virgin, I guess the Megastore, at... in Orange on Saturday?
Yep, at the Block.
At the Block, got it. And again, I'm sorry to say, I can't imagine there are going to be tickets left by then.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
You guys want to take some calls?
No, sure. Jesus,
okay.
Do it.
Oh, okay. Yes, please.
This is crazy.
This is monumental for you guys, huh?
Yeah.
Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Give us a call. I'm Dr. Drew. Stryker is away tonight. He is out training for a triathlon, and we may not see him for a while after that. God only knows. But let's take your calls. This now is Katie, 17. Katie, what's happening?
Hi. I've been having, burning in my vagina. And, my boyfriend, he doesn't, really know what to do. Because, every time, we try to have sex, I'm telling him, to stop. But, he doesn't know if he wants to abstain or what.
No, he knows he doesn't want to abstain. That's the problem here.
I know, I keep on telling him, it hurts, I'm in burning pain, and, I feel like I can't give him what he needs, so, I don't know if I should see a doctor about this, or...
Well, but Katie, if you are sexually active, yes, you need to see a doctor just to be regularly screened, right?
Yeah, well, I do that anyway, but,
okay, good.
It's just been happening.
Okay, gentlemen?
Is the boyfriend also 17?
He's 18.
Okay.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about a burning sensation. I've never...
Your vagina's never burned?
No, it hasn't.
Wow, pretty lucky.
I've heard of... Maybe could it be something like a yeast infection or a urinary
It can
thing,
be.
Or?
It can be yeast infection. Do you have any discharge?
I'd say go get it checked out.
I know. It only hurts during sex because, I know my body's kind of messed up. Why? Because during the summer, I had like a 5.5 week period. So.
What?
Whoa.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about that. So you're having burning in 5.5 week period. That sounds to me like somebody taking the Depo Provera shot. Is that you?
No, I was on Seasonal, the birth
Okay.
control. So
that can mess with your period a little bit sometimes in funky ways. And how about now?
Now I'm on another birth control, but I have yet to have my period.
What are you on?
Low estrogen, 24.
Okay, so you're on the very low estrogen pill. And that there's such little amount of estrogen in there, sometimes you will not cycle, will not bleed. And that is, in fact, a sign that the estrogen levels are quite low. And with progesterone and low estrogen, sometimes what you get is something called atrophic vaginitis, which is an irritation of the vagina.
That sounds fun.
And actually, some women have to use a vaginal suppository or vaginal estrogen creams to compensate for the low estrogen. So, and the doctors don't think about this one very often, Katie, but that could be what's going on there. If you're having pain at the time of penetration, that's usually something called vaginismus or a muscular spasm due to anxiety and maybe not being ready to even have sex yet. But if it's irritation after you've been having sex for a while and you don't have an infection and you don't have a yeast infection, you don't have some sort of vaginal infection or STD, sometimes it is low estrogen and needs to be treated with an estrogen cream, okay?
Okay.
So you got to talk to your doctor about that. It may be the birth control pill doing this.
Yeah, because I know, like, my whole body is just messed up like that.
Yeah, and you got to go get checked out, too, just to make sure it isn't an infection, something like that. Scott, 20.
Wow.
You're on with the plain white tees.
Hey, how's
Scott.
Going?
Scott.
Hey.
I have a question. Like, I've been with my girlfriend for about, like, 7 months, and just recently she told me that she made a video with her last boyfriend, and I guess supposedly, like a bunch of his friends were watching it and stuff, and she just barely told me this now, and I'm kind of pissed off about it, but, like, I don't know how to react about it, you know? Because it
Whoa.
Was in the past, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Now, you said that her ex-boyfriend's friends were watching it? Was
what?
He... Do you know her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, so I kicked his ass, like, a while back. But.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
Yeah, then you got...
No, but seriously, wait. Like, the friends were watching. Was he showing them this? Or did they find it or something?
They found it, you know.
Oh. Well, at least that's not as bad as it could have been.
Hmm,
you
but
know.
They still saw his girl.
That's pretty
Yeah,
weird.
That's why I'm like, kind of like, what
Wait,
the hell,
how,
you know?
Like, how do you know, how does she know that they saw this?
She told me.
How does she know?
Because I guess supposedly her friend told her.
They were bragging about it?
Mm. And yeah. Why did she tell you?
Because she felt, like, disgusted about it.
Right.
But why did she tell you?
So that he could get all worked up about it.
Right, exactly.
No, no, no.
I think she knew on some level he was going to be angry. She created a little chaos here.
Hmm.
No, because... She knows I don't
the
like
the kind
it.
Of girl that would make a video would be into chaos.
Right.
And that kind of thing.
Gentlemen, well done. So what's going on with her? Well, is she doing drugs or she come from that kind of history?
No, hell no, 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 of course not. I guess, like, that was her first relationship, and I guess he treated her.
Well, like everybody in the first relationship, they make a video. Hey, what are you going to do?
I wish I would have for the memories.
Poking like a male. It's like for your catalog. Oh, God. For later use, gentlemen? Is that,
oh, my Lord.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. No, Scott, of course you'd be upset about this. Of course it stimulates all your male sort of defensiveness. But I worry about her.
I worry that
she told you about this. I worry that she did this. I worry what's going on here, why she's stirring up all this chaos.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of like, okay, why would she tell me this now? Like, we're supposed to be together. And
right,
like,
she's trying to mess with you a little bit. She seems like somebody has trouble being close, being in a relationship.
Are things good between the two of you?
Oh, hell yeah, I do. Like,
well, that's good.
We're inseparable.
Got to put you on hold for that one, Scott. Nothing we can really say, Scott. I you know, understandably you'd be upset, but I'd watched out for this one. This could be a handful you're dealing with here. Susanna, 13.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to the band for a second about one of the songs.
Plain White Tees, Tom, Dave, Mike, they're all here for you.
Hey, I saw you guys at the Oakland Oakland Art Music Festival.
Very cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
I gave you guys a pink bracelet. Tim.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wait, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, yeah. Did she say to Tim?
I was actually going to ask about your influence for one of your songs, Hey There, Delilah.
I believe that's a question for Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
So what would you like to know?
What was your influence for the entire thing?
Well, there was this girl named Delilah.
Imagine that.
That I met, and she was a very beautiful girl.
And did you date this girl, Tom?
I did not. But like most of my songs, they're about girls.
And did she have a boyfriend, Tom?
Dave, you keep interrupting me. So yes, okay, so I met this girl, and she was one of my friend's friends, so that's how I met her. No. It was a girlfriend, not a girlfriend, but one of my girlfriend's friends. And I met her, and I just thought she was this gorgeous little thing, and we talked. We started talking online. We were kind of flirty, but she had a boyfriend, so it was like, okay, we couldn't really take it there. But the first time I met her, I told her that I'd written a song about her. You know, I was kind of trying to be smooth or
something.
Good line.
Cool. Very smooth.
And she got a kick out of it. And then we talked for a while, and then she asked me, you know, how's my song? When do we get to hear my song? Like, joking around. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a song for you, and it's going to be, like, the best song, and it's going to get us big or something. Oh. So then I actually wrote it, and it turned out to be pretty good, and people reacted, so.
Yeah.
That's the story of Delilah. And she heard the song. She loves the song. We have a T-shirt that says, I am Delilah, and she wears it proudly, and she actually is Delilah.
Wow.
So.
I think the best part was Tom actually playing the song in New York City one night with Delilah and the boyfriend in the crowd.
No, the boyfriend wasn't in the crowd, Dave.
He took off?
He couldn't take it. He didn't go into the show.
Whoa, that's even worse, almost. He couldn't stand up.
Yeah.
Brutal.
It was, my friend actually played that for me on her acoustic guitar for my 13th birthday, because I was having, like, a really bad day.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
And did it help?
What? Yeah, it did. They brought me these dinosaur-shaped brownies that were necking. It was really random, but it was, like, really funny.
Well, that would cheer anybody up.
Yeah. And a big heart of frosting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, Susanna, thanks for the call.
Thanks, yeah.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Tom, you were... Oh, thanks, Susanna. You were in a horrible accident one time, right?
I was.
What happened?
Well... this was in 99, and the band, we, you know, had just started playing shows and stuff, and we had a van. So a friend of mine was moving back to college, and he asked if he could throw a bunch of stuff in our van, like his refrigerator, TV, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yeah, so then I...
That is like the van you were touring around the...
No, we just played, we were just still in Chicago
but
back
then.
But
you tour around using this van.
Exactly.
Pulling all your stuff around.
Yep. And so we threw all stuff in the van. And luckily, it was just me in the van driving, following him to his college. And I don't know. I don't remember anything. I must have, you know, erased the memory or something. But I guess someone cut me off, from witnesses say. Someone cut me off, so I swerved. And the van ended up flipping over, like, 8 times. And I was thrown from the van. I didn't have my seatbelt on.
Oh, my God.
And... luckily, I didn't have my seatbelt on because I was thrown out of the van into the grass median.
Yeah, but most people thrown out do not survive.
Right. Well, I got lucky.
You were lucky, not lucky you were thrown out, just lucky you survived.
Well, lucky being thrown out, too, because the van kept rolling and it ended up being upside down and about,
it was like,
you know,
three and a half feet tall. Yeah. It was like crushed like a tin can.
And I woke up the next day in the hospital and all my friends and family were there and... basically had to learn everything. The only thing that was really wrong with me, I fractured 2 vertebrae, and all of my organs were, like, ruptured, but just to the point where...
Didn't need surgery?
Exactly.
Yeah. So bleeding, but not bad bleeding.
Exactly. And then I had to learn to walk again a little bit, and had to wear a back brace for about 3 months, and had to be pretty much in bed for the first month, and...
No head injury?
No. I had a chipped tooth.
Debatable.
He can use it as an excuse now.
Yeah, exactly. Whenever I get goofy, it's that accident.
Well, it's something. I mean, obviously something. Yeah, at least a concussion, because you don't remember anything.
Well, no. I mean, I remember everything. The only thing I don't remember is the actual accident.
You were listening to Pinkerton.
It was like shock.
Do you remember
something
afterwards?
I remember waking up the next day.
Right. That's a head injury.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think I was just maybe I wasn't unconscious. I don't know. The doc never told me about a headache. They never told me nothing.
Concussion. Let's take some more calls. Here's Julia, 21. Julia, you're on with the Plain White Tees.
Hello.
Julia.
Hi.
From Pomona. There you are. What's
happening?
I have a question, actually.
Yeah?
Okay, so I just got with this boy, and we just started to get intimate together. Well, not really. But anyways, I just kind of...
I get confused, too, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And?
But he, I just found out that he has a penis ring.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
One of those.
My concern is, I don't know if I should be having sex with this guy, you know.
Because?
Well, I don't know, like, you know, should we be wearing, like, some special condom or...
Really, the condoms don't work so well with the Prince Albert rings, if that's what you're talking about. They tend to break more easily, and there really is not a condom that is especially protective against failure with the ring in. There are some extra thick ones and whatnot, but the piercing colleagues I've spoken to say that there's really no way to safeguard against condom rupture when you have that ring in.
Can he take it out for sex or no?
I haven't had sex with him yet.
Oh.
But can he take it out and put it back in or no?
I don't know how those things work.
Yeah. They stay in.
Oh, really?
They stay in.
And these guys claim, oh, it's so much better for my partners. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, please. Doesn't it kind of freak you out, Julia, a little bit?
Yeah, that's why I called, because I don't know if I should dump the kid or...
Does this guy get around a little bit?
He told me he only slept with three other girls, so I don't know if I should believe him, you know?
And then he like this ran right for the spear after that? Got to put something through that.
Yeah, right.
So,
Well... How about the HPV vaccine for you, Julia, and birth control? Are you doing all those good things?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm still a virgin.
Oh, this is going to be your first one. Your first penis is going to have a ring through it.
I don't know about that.
That's one of my biggest concerns.
That would be
challenging.
Quite a concern.
Yeah.
It's not. It's definitely a valid
concern. All right, take a vote. What do you think? Go for
it. Say no. Don't do it.
I say no.
No. Dying vote here. Here it is. Swing vote.
If you guys can stay together for three,
yes
five,
or no?
No.
No. There you go, dude. That's it. The band's flipped out. The band is flipped out.
We're a little weirded out. We've seen a lot.
The rock band is flipped out. That should tell you something.
Yeah.
Are you guys playing at Cal Poly Pomona, right?
Yeah, we are.
Next week.
Get there.
Yeah, because I go to school there. So I'm really...
Great.
Come to the front wearing what's the name of the girl?
I am Delilah shirt,
and tell them you're Julia with the penis ring.
Yeah, you got to come to the house.
Seriously, don't
bring your boyfriend.
All right?
Okay.
All right, you take care there. All right, bye-bye. I'm cutting people off all over the place. Scott, what's happened? Scott's 25.
Hey, I had a girlfriend. We had unprotected sex just because I wasn't getting any, I wasn't having any orgasms using condoms, and it was she was my first time, and so she recommended having sex without a condom, so we...
Slow down. You were a virgin until when?
Until 23.
Until 23. And you're with the same girlfriend for the last 2 years?
Actually, we had only been together for about 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
All right. And how about since then?
Since then, we broke up about a year ago.
That math is somehow not working.
The timeline's strange.
Yeah, forget it, whatever. But the point is, she was your first, you were 23, she convinced you should take the condom off, you did, now what's happening?
Well, she found out over that Christmas break that she had contracted HPV from one of her partners before, and so now I'm scared that I have to assume that I have it, because
there's
no way as a guy to tell, but I was wondering, you know, because I'm interested in getting back in a relationship, and I'm not really sure though how to bring it up, what other kinds of things I can talk about.
Here's the shorthand. You have it, assume you have it. Most HPV is cleared, most of it doesn't stick around. The ones that do stick around and cause persistent warts are the ones that tend to have complications like penile cancer, cervical cancer, anal cancer. You and more than 50% of your peers have this damn thing. Hmm. Women by the age of 50, 80% of them have it. So it's not like you're alone with this. If you're sexually active without a condom, you're going to get this thing. But you might go take advantage of the HPV vaccine that's out there. And if you get any wart viruses, any warts, I beg your pardon, be sure to have them treated, because you're more contagious with the wart present. Okay?
Hmm. Okay.
There you go.
So how does he tell the girl? I think that's what he's saying.
Just get it cleared up first.
Wear a condom. Yeah. Just wear a condom. That's all there is to it. He has trouble orgasming with a condom. What do you guys think about what?
I think he's a lucky guy.
What?
I think a lot of people would you know.
What, kill the last little longer?
Yes, I mean, you know.
Right. And what would you guys, yeah, I think you're right. And what do you think he should do to sort of help himself along with the trouble orgasming with the condom?
See, this would be a question for our drummer, Damar.
Is Damar here?
He's here somewhere.
There, DeMar, get in
he's
here.
He's coming in the second hour.
All right, we'll, we'll talk to him about the second hour. I think guys should practice with the condom on. If they're going to masturbate with the condom on.
Interesting.
Get used to it. Get used to it. I mean,
easier cleanup, too, right?
Right. Aisle 9. And I just think it's such an important thing. You can't screw around. I mean, you practice. That's all. Yeah. Get used to putting it on, you know, so you're not losing your erections and practice with them. It sounds silly, but then again, not.
Right.
Plain White Tee's in here. The new CD is called Every Second Counts. We're going to hear Our Time Now in the next, probably the next break. Is that right? Our Time Now?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it. You guys look, is that one of our songs? They're going out on tour. I guess they're going to be at Cal Poly Pomona this weekend?
It's like 20th.
Is it 20th of September?
Yes.
And they'll be at the Troubadour on Saturday, this Saturday night, and they're about to head out on tour. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Loveline. Dr. Drew, Stryker off tonight, and we'll be back after this. Back with more Loveline. The phone number once again, 800-LOVE-191. Plain White Tee's in here tonight with us, Tom, Dave, and Mike, the new CD. Every Second Counts. You can see them on CD USA on DirecTV. Also, CD only came out this Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, a couple days ago.
How's it doing?
It's doing, I don't know.
We don't know numbers, but we did hear.
Don't you hear about how many, like, or what they call it, sent or delivered or whatever, their number?
There was a good amount sent.
Shipped, yeah.
Shipped, yeah.
Yeah. We heard the first day a couple stores in Orange County,
we were outselling Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, we were competing with Timberlake. So
nice, you're outselling, that's good, I like that.
Didn't last very long, but at least for a little bit.
These guys have an in-store in Orange, the city of Orange, on Saturday at the Block, the Virgin Megastore. They're at the Troubadour this Saturday night, and if you buy the CD, you get a ticket. It's going to be a mob scene.
No, let's hope.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, they'll probably stop giving away tickets once they're sold out or, you know.
Website, which it may we'll be. See. People still show up and go, I bought the CD. I couldn't. Anyway. PlainWhiteTees.com. They're going out on tour. What's the name of the tour again?
The Nintendo Fusion Tour?
Nintendo Fusion Tour with
Hawthorne Heights and Reliant K.
Hawthorne Heights are dear, dear friends of this show.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to take a phone call here. Let's see here. This is an interesting call to me. Brandon is 14. Brandon.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, when I was in sixth grade, I got a physical.
Yeah.
The physical, only me and the doctor were in there. And he asked me to drop my pants and he kind of lifted my testicles with his hand, and I told my dad about it, and he told me to turn and cough and check for a hemorrhoid, but it was just me and the doctor in there, but so I didn't turn and cough, and I was wondering if he, you know, did something.
No. He's examining your testes to make sure that they're in the sac, that they're descended, and to make sure there are no masses in them, no tumors. That's absolutely necessary at that age. I mean, if he didn't do that, he'd be malpractice.
Okay.
That happened to me.
We can vouch. It's normal.
The turning and coughing is where they stick the finger up in the testy. They stick it in the inguinal canal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
And the coughing is if you feel intestines come down against your finger, that means that there's a sort of a problem there where there's a hernia.
Ow.
Yeah, that'll come later. And then a little bit later, the doctor begins sticking that same finger right up the tush eye, the tuk eye. And then they're looking for blood in the stool and to feel your prostate. But got a couple years yet before that happens, Brandon.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
It's not fun going to see a doctor. And believe it's no fun for the doctor either many of the times. So. This is Taylor. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey.
What's
going on?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Everybody, it's Taylor. It's Taylor. Hey, what's going on, Taylor?
We're doing Loveline. We're having fun.
Nice. I love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, so do we.
I'm 18 years old. I've had sex with four girls. And I wear a condom or not, I can, like, depending on how fast, doesn't matter how fast or slow, I cannot last for, like, more than a minute. Why is this?
You said four different partners. Has it been many, many times having sex, or just maybe a handful of times having sex?
Like a handful with each person.
Handful with each person.
That's just your clock. Every guy has his own sort of rhythm. We were talking to some other guys tonight that the clock takes an hour or not at all. And for you, it's a quick draw, and that's you. And in nature, that'd be a good thing, because that would allow you to spread your genetic material more effectively. However, in real life, it's not such a cool thing. There will be some medications out soon that will improve this. They're basically sort of Prozac-like medications that are super short-acting. You take them for sex only. Not out there yet. As it is now, you got to kind of learn to deal with this. And the best way to do that is with a partner in a relationship. whether it's you masturbating more frequently or before you have sex, or kind of working it out with the girlfriend where you maybe go for a second round or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
A little be appropriate. Maybe oral
foreplay, before, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And but you got to work that stuff out, Taylor. It's not going to, not in these sort of random hookups, not going to work out.
Yeah, well, because I noticed, like, what will happen is, like, I'll come really fast, but, like, give me, like, 2 minutes, and, like, I can go several times. Like, I mean, like, 5-6 times.
Whoa! So what are you complaining about?
Is it still as short as the first time when you
five
go
or
again
six.
And again?
It gradually builds, but still, no more than, like, 5 minutes, I think, it ever lasted.
Huh.
The sixth time, is there, like, powder coming out, or your soul turned inside out or something?
It kind of hurts when I come because
I'm producing
like nothing. But still, it feels kind of gay because I'm still coming. So
you got to love men, right?
Yeah, I think
they'll erode their knees off.
So is he just supposed to masturbate 4 times before his girlfriend comes?
Or kind of work? He needs a relationship. We can work this stuff out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is him. It's his biology. He needs to learn to sort of master that and work with it. So
mm-hmm.
with a partner, Zoe, what's happening? You're 21.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi,
this is Zoe.
Hello?
Stop interrupting her. Good.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Go for it.
Hi. Well, I've been a dancer, an exotic dancer, for about a year now. And I've been going out with this guy for about 5-6 months. And he doesn't know.
Mm.
And I don't know if I should tell him or how.
How do you hide it? How do you hide that from him?
Well, because I tell him I'm going to classes.
Wow.
In pasties? How's that work?
Because I go to school, and then I go right after school,
It's not a good way to start things out.
Well, 5-6 months, that's kind of a long time to keep it from him. It's going to be tough. You're asking how to break it, but
I don't think it's going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, the only answer is just being straightforward and honest, but he's going to freak out
because
it's been 5-6 months.
Freak out that bad?
Depends on the guy. I think most guys would.
I mean, it doesn't matter what his opinion is of what you're doing. It's more of just, he's just going to feel betrayed.
The hiding.
Or just quit the job and don't tell him and then...
And then whatever.
Ooh, interesting
is
idea.
Is that the way you got out of problems?
There's some reality to that because early in relationships, you're like, you're sort of getting in, you're getting committed, and once you're committed, you might make a lot of changes to sort of stay in the relationship. Once you're clear, you're going to stay. I mean, this is why people... there's a lot of cheating that goes on early in relationships when people are sort of overlapping with an old relationship and then they finally let that one go and they commit to this one. Maybe it's time to interesting point. I mean, more mystery, less history, and you go ahead and commit to this relationship. What do you think?
Oh, it's like I love him to death, but...
Oh, and she's not going to.
Yeah. All right,
so.
It's like the money I'm making, I don't know if I can ever make it anywhere else because I race, like I off-road race, and it's in a really expensive sport.
Okay. You what?
Off-road race?
Yeah.
Wait, you off-road race in your free time, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And that's pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you need the money to off-road race to support your habit off-road racing.
That's what she's saying, yeah.
So I think it's a question you have
to
ask yourself.
That's crazy. I thought you were going to say to pay your school bills or something.
No.
So is off-road racing and getting a lot of money from exotic dancing more important to you than your guy, or...
If it is, dump him because he's not the right guy.
He loves the off-road racing. He loves that part about it. But, he just thinks the money comes from my parents.
It's that other thing that bothers him, that it's going to bother him.
How interesting that if she quit the off-road racing, he might not be as attracted to her.
Hmm. So that's that's a huge part of my life,
Right, you've probably been doing it for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I think that might be something that could devastate your boyfriend. Finding out that,
You're a dancer.
Stripper. Yeah.
And a liar.
go ahead and say it. Say the S word.
Dancing.
And a liar.
Oh, I beg you.
A liar.
Your delicate sensibilities.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, for God's sakes. All right,
so
Zoe, we're not...
Tell him?
Just tell him and then be prepared to find a new boyfriend.
Yeah, because there might not be an easy way out of this thing.
I think it'd be better just to break up with him.
No. Because you know what? She might tell him. She might be very honest and say, listen, honey, I'm sorry.
And it might be okay.
And it might be okay. He might get over it.
Low probability.
Yeah, but you never know.
Yeah, but I mean, is it going to hurt him more? Like,
give him a chance.
Kind of guy where he really flip out too much.
Okay, well then try it out. Just be honest.
Huh. It's what you think.
I don't know, Zoe. you're making some funky choices for funky reasons in your life. And I don't know. Your compass is sort of spinning around, and God only knows what you went through growing up. But you really ought to think about how to live your life in a way that you're going to feel really good about and not so conflicted. Just let's leave it at that. Let's talk to Aaron. Aaron, what's happening?
Hello?
Aaron? There you are, Aaron. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I love this show, man.
Well, thank you, Aaron. What's happening?
I learned a lot from this.
That's good.
Okay, I have this question. All right, my girlfriend, I've been with her for like 7-8 months, right? And she only lets me do anally. And then when I try to go, you know, into her, you know, and she starts crying and stuff and all this other stuff, and she will not let me penetrate through, you know, vaginal.
She starts crying?
Yeah, well, you know, she starts crying. You know, like, I guess, like, the pain or something like that.
Vaginal is worse than...
No. She won't let me go vaginal.
I know. But she doesn't cry when you're doing it
anally. She doesn't. And, like, I'm wondering, like how do I get past this, you know? Because I feel that it's more, you know, love or whatever going through, you know, vaginal sex.
Well, yeah.
Is she one of these people that sort of clings to technicalities, like she wants to be a virgin, therefore it's okay to have anal sex?
I think that's bizarre
when people reserve the vaginal, the plane of the entrance to the vagina as the sole definition of virginity, mm-hmm. while all the other planes in her body get violated repeatedly.
So I'm like wondering what can I say? Like, can I say, like,
you haven't told us what's going on with her yet. Is it because of
everything's good, you know, with a good relationship and
all right, Aaron, here's the deal. If it is some sort of weird technicality she's maintaining, you might sort of confront her with the fact that, I'm sure her church did not have this intention. They don't intend her to continue down the backdoor path as a way of avoiding losing her virginity, and that really chastity was what they meant when they were talking about this, not just a technicality about virginity, number one. Number two, if she really is have some weird energy about vaginal intercourse, that sounds like sexual abuse, and you should really be speaking to her about that and what happened to her.
I'm going to say that. Sexual abuse. I'm going to tell her that. That's good.
It's not good for her. I'm sorry. And I wouldn't...
I think he took it
as she was sexually abusing him by not letting him do that.
The deal is, as a child, she may have been sexually abused, traumatized, and that's why now, if you try to re-engage her in that way, she has flashbacks, she feels overwhelmed, it's an unpleasant experience for her. And if that's the case, she needs to see a professional, okay? Aaron from Ohio, I shall not soon forget him. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Plain White Tees in here with us tonight. It's Tom, Dave, and Mike. See them, check them out on CDUSA, DirecTV. Troubadour this Saturday. They are also out on tour. Check plainwhitetees.com. And as we said, it was Cal Poly Pomona towards the end of the month, sometime in the 20s. 20th, yep. Right. We're going to hear a song called Our Time Now. Why don't you guys go ahead and take us out to that?
This is the first song off our new record.
The record is called Every Second Count. Came out a couple days ago.
Yep. Go buy it at Virgin and come to the show for free at the Troubadour. If you buy it at Virgin.
Also, it's going to be pretty low price at a bunch of stores for a while, right?
Yeah, like, it's only like $9.99 or something. Yeah.
$8.99.
Something so.
The Best Buys and the Targets.
Get it before they try to rip you off.
Yep. And this is the first song, Our Time Now.
Now let's get down to it. Nervous hands and anxious smiles, I can feel you breathing. This is right where we belong. your hand as we're falling under. This is an addiction, girl. Let's give in to win. Oh, 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 oh. This is a chance for all the lovers. Taking a chance for one another. Finally, it's our time now. These are the times we'll remember. Again, the city's all together. Finally, it's our time now. It's our time.
Plain White Tees, and if you'd like to hear them playing that very song in person, they'll be at the Virgin Megastore at the Block in Orange this Saturday, I guess prior to the Troubadour.
Yep, it's an afternoon thing.
And they will be playing there, probably in the parking lot or something, or...
I don't know.
You know what, I think we did it with the last record there, and it was awesome.
It
was
like... No, that was different.
It was different.
Totally different.
But if it's going to be a similar kind of thing, it'll probably be a really cool setup. It'll probably be...
The Block is a big mall.
Why did a bunch of people just... Wait, why did you guys just suddenly storm into the room here and then leave?
I don't know.
You saying something wrong? All right, I'll be at the Block in Orange. It'll be this Saturday.
Yeah, it'll be indoor slash outdoor.
At the Virgin Store. And also, again, if you buy the CD, while tickets are still available, you get to see the show at the Troubadour. And these guys are kind of breaking out right now, so you won't be able to see them much longer in these kinds of venues, I'm afraid.
Somebody told me to try Proactive for the breakouts.
Accutane.
We'll talk about it during the break. Okay, we're going to take a break. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Give us a call. We'll be right back. We're back with more Loveline with the Plain White Tees. Tom is here, vocals, guitar. Dave is the guitar also. And Mike, bass and backup vocals. These guys can be seen at the Virgin Megastore in Orange at the Block on Saturday. And obviously the Troubadour on Saturday. Somebody has a question about, where is that, this giveaway thing? Jennifer, what's up?
Hi, I just kind of caught the last bit of what you were saying before about if you buy the CD, you can get tickets to the Troubadour.
Tell her.
If you buy it at any Virgin in SoCal, there's one on Sunset, and I guess there's a couple in Orange County. I don't know, while supplies last, I guess, if you buy the CD.
Is it like the golden ticket for Willy Wonka? Yeah. Kind of thing? There's got to be something
one
in
hidden
there.
One somewhere.
I'm excited.
Yeah, if you buy the CD, you get a free ticket.
Yeah, you get one ticket for every CD, yeah.
All right, so run out there. Go get it.
While supplies last.
By the end of the show tonight, I predict they'll be gone.
It's possible.
All right?
I know, huh? Okay.
Hurry up.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, welcome, Jen. Thank you. See you Saturday.
Hurry. Here's another Jen. What's happening, Jen? Jen's 15.
Hi. I called in, like, 2, maybe 3 weeks ago about how my boyfriend didn't want me to touch him or anything like that, but he still wanted to stay together.
Right.
And? And I just wanted to say thank you, Dr. Drew, because you told me to talk to him and stuff, and I did. And I found out he was cheating on me with my sister for the past year.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. He's a piece of crap.
He is a total piece of crap. I'm glad you see that and know that and don't hang out with that guy. How about your sister? What's going on with her?
I really don't know, because after I beat her up and took her to the hospital, I haven't heard from her since.
You what? After you beat her up, what? I'm not... where is she now?
I have no idea. I haven't heard from her since I took her to the hospital.
Are you serious?
Is she your biological sister?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She is 18.
She was living at home with you?
No. She was living next door.
Next door?
Yeah, with my friend.
Whoa.
I would urge you to consider other ways of solving conflict in your life.
Yeah.
I understand why you would be enraged, but you go through life doing that, you're going to end up in jail.
Yeah, I feel pretty bad about it now. I shouldn't have took it to that extent, but it just happened.
Wow.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm glad you found out what was up with the guy and that he is, in fact, a piece of crap you're not going to have any more to do with. But, oh, my God. Okay. Let's keep going. Let's go to Danielle, 20.
Hi.
Hey there.
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for 6 months, and basically he rarely wants to have sex. And sometimes we'll go for 3 weeks without, and I try not to put too much pressure on him, but I do pursue him when it seems like the time's right, when he's not too stressed out, when we're relaxed, just hanging out. But, you know, he always says he has too much on his mind, or he's tired, and I don't know, it's just gotten to the point where I feel like there's a passion in our relationship. And
how old is he?
He's 26.
How long you guys been together?
6 months.
Gentlemen, what do you think?
Well,
I mean,
this
it's been
sounds...
like this ever since, you know, we first started becoming sexually active with each other. You know, I mean, what I'm used to in some of the previous relationships, it's kind of like that honeymoon phase right away.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
can't
yeah.
stay off of each other.
God
and
bless.
It just feels like we never had that. And I thought that maybe as time went on and we got closer, that maybe he would open up to me more and be more intimate with me, but it just hasn't changed. And
hey, you mentioned him being stressed out. What does he do for a living?
Oh, he works with an interior design company. And,
whoa. Interior design.
Huh?
Interior design.
There you go.
I mean, he doesn't do interior design work, but he works with them in, basically he just delivers the furniture.
I'm just saying, Danielle, you can see the path we're going to go down here.
Furniture delivery guy and interior design.
Are two definitely different things. Which one is he?
He's just a delivery guy.
Okay. So,
but he hangs out with the interior design
crowd.
He runs with that crowd.
No, and he's also a bartender.
Oh,
he drink excessively? Is he an alcoholic or an addict or something?
Actually, he is. We're both in recovery.
Oh, did he do a lot of ecstasy at one time?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes people will act. This is the one. I mean, here's our reaction, Daniel. Initially, is like. Something's very wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
Biologically wrong.
Yeah,
something's really going on here. This needs an explanation because this is not a normal male behavior at the age of 25. Period. Is he gay? We went down. Maybe decided he's not gay. Well, even the jury's out a little bit on that one still. Is he having an affair? Something else going on? Is he not into this relationship?
That's what goes through my mind too.
How long has he been sober for?
Is he getting it somewhere?
No. Hold on. How long has he been sober?
10 months.
Ooh, so he's early in recovery. So he may be using. Are you that early in recovery too?
No, I have 2.5 years.
Okay. Hey, dude, Danielle.
Yes.
Danielle, you picked this guy up 4 months into recovery.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a violation. He's in relapse at that point. Okay. So he's probably using, not necessarily, but probably, unless you know what step he's on, he's actively engaged with a sponsor and going to meetings on a daily basis.
We go together.
We go together, a little suspicious still. It just sounds like this is something going on. But okay. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing is the ecstasy. I've seen people use a lot of ecstasy, and it sort of burns out your arousal system. People don't feel sexual after that, and they get very depressed and have panic attacks.
Because of the high arousal it gives you while you're on it?
No, because it actually destroys the brain tissue, and then it's gone.
Wow.
And it worries me. I think the one out you can give this guy is that something really biological has gone on while he was using. And maybe he's gay. That's still a possibility. But that's the one thing I would look into. In fact, I would take him to a psychiatrist to see if there's maybe something going on there that maybe needs to be corrected. Okay? And stay on your toes about his recovery. That is very suspicious. And one quick question for the band here. This is Laura. Laura?
Hello?
Laura.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
I have a question for the teeth.
Uh-huh.
This is us.
What?
We're here. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. What is your favorite song off this album and your all-time favorite song off of all the past albums?
I don't know.
I think I like Write You a Song off this album.
And we're not going to play that tonight?
Oh, no.
Not unless you want to.
We were going to play Hate next. Is that?
Yeah, you can play Hate.
Right. Hate's the big singer.
Fireworks.
Ah, Fireworks.
Oh, Lord.
That's a good one. I like that one. The band doesn't really like that one too much.
Yeah, the new record, one of my favorites, is probably Hate.
And
Let Me Take You There.
And Let Me Take You There is my absolute favorite, yeah, for sure. Hmm.
I think my favorite on the new record is called You and Me. It's kind of a different one for the T's.
It's a little odd.
And all-time favorite, guys?
Do you remember Shine?
There's a song called Cell Phone Number.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
All right, Laura, is that it? We got to go to break here.
Okay, just to let you guys know, there's peeps for you at your next show in at the Block.
Oh, sweet.
says here you just saw them on CD USA. Is that true?
Yes.
Nice.
You saw it being filmed?
What?
You saw it being filmed, or you actually, you were there at the filming?
There at the filming.
Who is this?
Okay, if you guys don't know me, I've known you since House of Blues with Sugar Cult.
Whoa.
Does your last name start with a B?
Yes.
All right, cool. How are you?
All right.
Dave knows you.
Okay. You know him, too. You know her, too.
All right, Laura B., thank you for your calls. We got to take a break. It is the Plain White Tees. We're going to switch out some of the band members and be back. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. Stryker off tonight and next show. And he's going to be in a triathlon. Be back right after that. I'll be with Joel McHale on the next upcoming show. That should be fun. For now, we'll take a little break. Here we are back with the Plain White Tees. I'm Dr. Drew Stryker off tonight. And maybe the next show when I'll be in with Joel McHale from The Soup. I actually did that with him tonight. A brief moment of humor, I guess. I was participating in it, make a fool of myself. Plain White Tees, you can see them this Saturday at the Virgin Megastore at the Block in Orange. They'll also be playing there. New CD is called Every Second Counts. We're going to hear Hate in probably the next segment, maybe the end of this one. These guys are from Chicago, and now you have two new band members in. Go ahead and introduce yourself, gentlemen.
I'm Damar.
Damar, once you swallow that popcorn there. So, Damar's drums, and?
And I'm Tim. I play guitar.
Fantastic. And did you guys all part of the same sort of cohort that met in high school and had that go?
I'm the only one who's not. I'm from Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, really?
I didn't meet Tom in high school.
How'd you hook up with these guys?
He was in a band that...
Co-management.
Yeah, our manager managed their band, and their band broke up. A member quit our band, and we got Tim.
Perfect.
Yeah, good timing.
Oh, Santa Barbara and Chicago could not be more different places.
Right. Yeah, one's beautiful and one sucks.
No, Chicago doesn't suck.
I know.
Suck.
Santa Barbara's not so bad, though, right?
Very, very funny.
All right, gentlemen, you ready for some calls?
Let's do some calls. Do you want to hear how I was in the band or no?
Well, I thought you said you were part of the same, that he wasn't the one that was part of the same group.
I didn't meet them in high school.
I beg your pardon.
I was in a band,
mm-hmm.
And Tom decided to play with my emotions one day and say, you want to be in the band? And I was like, yeah. He was like, I'm just kidding. And then
I didn't say that. I had a feeling that someone was from our band.
So you the mastermind behind all this, really?
Sure.
Yeah,
Yeah, but he joked with me for like so long, and then one day he was like, I'm serious. No, not in high school. And then one day, he's like, what, 35? I'm like 18. Right. And he joked with me, and I was like, yeah, I'll be in the... And then he was like, I'm just kidding. And then one day, he like wasn't joking, kind of. And I was like, all right. And that's how it happened. The rest is history. I flew out to L.A., and
we did Warped Tour, and...
I've been stuck ever since.
This is Gabe. Gabe?
Gabe.
Gabe from Oregon?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hi, Gabe.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to
let
you know how much I love your guys' music.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
just,
man.
My favorite songs are Take Me Away and Hey.
Yeah.
And, like, I listen to Take Me Away, like, every day for, like, every day since, like, last year, because my brother went out with this chick that I liked for 2 years.
Ooh.
That sucks.
So, yeah, he ended up kind of stabbing me in the back with that one, but I got him back, you know, with the song Hey. I just wanted to let you guys know how awesome you were, because I didn't get a chance to meet you guys at Warped.
Oh, well,
thank you, man.
Are we going to Oregon on this
tour? Yeah, you guys need to come to the venue. I don't think you guys are coming down.
The venue?
You know, we're not even playing Oregon, I don't think, which is really sad.
Well, we'll be there someday, and you'll have to come and say you're the guy who talked to us on Loveline.
You come to Spokane, Washington, if you want.
I could take care of your brother for you, man.
Yeah. And put a call in.
All right, Gabe, take care, right?
We're glad that our music helped you through all that stuff. Thanks, man.
Amy, 17, what's up, Amy?
Hey, first I just wanted to add, I really love this show, but me and my girlfriend have been together for about a year, and I want to move it to the next level, but I don't know how.
What's the next level?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
I want to, you know, like, have sexual contact with her, and I
How old is she?
She's 16.
Hmm.
Do you dine at the taco stand?
No.
Tomorrow, when you left, Tim looked actually surprised. Like, what? What'd I say? What'd I say?
He's just making weird jokes. Yeah.
Amy, does she know that you have these kinds of feelings for her?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
What's she think?
So she thinks you're a couple as far as she's concerned.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. There's usually no sort of mystery about taking it to the next level when two people are ready. When one person's ready, one person's not, that's when it becomes a big mystery. How do I solve this problem? How do I get her? No, don't force her. She's younger than you. When she's ready, she'll be ready. You'll be there. All right?
But, like, how do I get her, like, know when she's ready?
She'll tell you.
She'll show you.
She'll show you. There'll be no doubt about it.
I have a weird call. I mean, not weird, but have you asked her?
No. I kind of got shy about that. Like, I'm afraid to ask her.
Because you know the answer, really, that she's not ready for that.
So true.
Kind of bring it up. Kind of just say, look, I was thinking about it, and just gently, but do not push. Do not go beating on her about this. John, 19.
Hi. So I just found out from my friend that my girlfriend, like, kind of cheating on me with some girl, and I got proof because I went to the school she goes to, and I seen her at the anthropology class with this girl. I don't even know who she is. I don't know how to talk to her about it.
Slow down. She's in college?
Yeah, I'm 19, she's 19.
And she cheated on you with another girl?
Yeah.
In her anthropology class?
Dude, you should talk to the girl. Never mind.
No. Is that what happened?
We gotta hear more.
Yeah, we gotta hear more.
Yeah, because, like, I got a message from, like, my best friend that he had heard it, so I thought I had to go check it out for myself, and then I seen the proof, but I don't know how to talk to her myself.
What did you see?
I seen him holding hands, and then, like, flirting and, like, kissing, like, little pecks on the cheek and stuff like that, but it wasn't, like, normal girl-girl kind of thing, but, like, they were, like, seriously into it.
But this is your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fish in the sea. Just take a walk.
Why don't you just ask her, tell her, hey, I heard this, and what's the deal?
And I've seen you guys, like, holding hands and kissing.
No. I mean, if your girlfriend was flirting with some other girl, wouldn't you just take a walk? I mean, there's...
I don't think I'd take a walk. I'd either, A, ask them, or... And ask them if maybe we can...
How long have you been with her?
Almost 2 years now.
Oh, two years.
Oh, man.
You're kind of pot committed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to ask her. You got to talk to her.
Well, I'm just worried how she's going to react because sometimes, you know...
She should be worried how you're going to react.
Probably more like that, yeah. I didn't know what to
do. Don't be afraid of
her. No advice from the doctor here?
No, I want John to cut the crap. Really, seriously. Yeah, either you're full of it, this is nonsense, or step up and just bring it up with her and, you know, and have a conversation about it.
All right, I have trouble sometimes with that, even though, because she can be kind of controlling in the relationship, but...
Aren't they all?
I just feel like he's full of
crap. Dude, if my girlfriend was going lesbo, I think I'd just walk.
He doesn't know what's going on.
But 2 years, man.
Not only that, he saw them holding hands. Oh, my God. Who knows what he saw? Forget it. I mean, John, come on. Give her a chance to explain what's going on here. Or this is a bogus call. So just relax. Either you go ahead, step up, and have a conversation like two human beings and find out what's actually going on.
Man
here.
Up, John.
Yeah, or go away.
Be a man.
Devlin, 25. What's happened there?
Me and a friend of mine are having a debate whether or not you can contract HIV specifically, other than, not other STDs, but through oral sex, as easy as you could through vaginal sex.
Not as easy, right?
Correct. And particularly, I mean, the receptive partner in the oral sex equation, of the male stuff, so to speak, that's the most effective way to transmit it through oral sex. In other words, you giving oral sex to him, get that call. Was that you?
It's not a call.
What is it?
You know, it's got to be one of my friends listening to Loveline right now and
texting. You got to put that. You put the.
I'm turning. I'm turning
it
off right now.
Thank you. So Devlin, if you giving him receiving oral sex, very low risk to him, some risk to you being the receptive partner. Okay.
That's what I had imagined. So
yeah,
I guess I won that
it's bet. Still apparently easier through vaginal intercourse though, and then obviously anal intercourse the most easy.
And that's because of the tissue being thinner and tearing?
Thinner, it's sort of an absorptive tissue, and it gets traumatized, and there's more bleeding.
Okay.
Okay? brutal.
Yes, thanks.
All right, bye. The mouth is actually a very inhospitable environment for that virus, but the esophagus, so if it gets past the mouth, then the esophagus, that's where it can penetrate.
You're so wise.
So this is Amanda. That's Damar. Thank you, Damar. My new best friend. Amanda, hi. 15.
I just want to say I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener, and I wanted to give a shout-out to the band saying that I love the song You and Me, hands-down favorite song right now.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
We love you, too.
And you guys totally should send me a free ticket because I'm a struggling student over here. But, yeah, come to Sacramento, and I'll show you a good time around these parts. Also, Dr. Drew.
Amanda.
What does that even mean?
Amanda, 15.
Amanda, 15.
Yes, no, Amanda.
I'll show you a good time.
No, I was, I'm not really 15. I had to lie to get on to the call.
But, are you younger than 15, does that mean?
Work
no,
older.
I'm not really 15. I'm actually 12, but I...
Anyway, all right. Dr. Drew, I just want to say thanks for being a positive role model in my life. My dad hasn't really been around, but I've always tuned in when I was doing my homework and stuff late at night. But, just listening to your advice and everything, I think you've kept me on a good track. I got emancipated when I was younger, and
wow.
Just have always, like, really, you know, took your advice, and even back to Ricky and Adam being on the show and just, you know, cracking jokes, just getting a good sense of humor about life and a good roundabout how boys really are and stuff, but I am kind of nervous. But,
Amanda, you were an inspiration, seriously. I mean, I imagine it was pretty awful what you were dealing with to be granted emancipation, for one thing, and then to go for emancipation.
Yeah.
And to be now, are you in school now?
Yeah, I'm actually in school. I just got back into school, but...
What are you studying?
I just became a business major, so...
Great. And do you have a relationship with your mother?
Somewhat, but she's a whole different case. I just... My parents have a lot of kids, so I'm just trying
wow.
to... keep a positive role model to my younger
wow. life. Well, I'm glad that I could serve some function in your life, but keep it going, all right? Watch out for your tendency to look for unavailable guys.
I have a question.
That's actually so true. That's weird that I always flirt with, like, the wrong ones, but yeah.
Right, because of that dad. You gotta go for the ones that aren't quite so interesting.
Okay, no, seriously, I'll actually think about that. But
Damar.
What does... I'm kind of...
What's an emancipated mother?
Yes, please tell
me that. Basically, she becomes... she divorces herself from her family at a young... How old were you when you kicked out?
15 and a half. I started working...
15 and a half, she goes on... She leaves her family. Wow. And gets legally granted a sort of adult status.
Yeah. Mm.
But, like the Emancipation Proclamation, correct?
It's hung up on my wall. It was
I'm not. I'm serious. It's the same thing.
Your emancipation... what do they call it? Document?
Yeah. It has, like, a seal and everything, and I framed it and put it on my wall.
You are amazing. Wow. You are an amazing person.
I thought that's what it meant, but I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to be confused anymore.
But,
so thank you.
I always try to do, you know, give, like, good advice and positive thing, and I think it's really because from a young age, listening and getting it from such a good source.
Wow, you're very kind.
But,
if you're ever down here, let us know, Amanda.
Okay, yeah, absolutely, but thanks for talking to me. Sorry I had to lie to get on, but that's all.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I hate to say it. Okay, that's Damar, Tim, and Tom. You guys are still here. The CDs came out just a couple of days ago. It's called Every Second Counts. We're going to hear Hate maybe in a couple of minutes here. You guys all, now other than Tim is from Santa Barbara, guys are all from Chicago. Do you guys, when you're not touring, you go back to Chicago?
Yeah, we go home, hang out with our families, hang out with our friends.
Yeah. Basically.
And you go back to Santa Barbara?
Me.
Oh,
back
yeah.
to Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes.
Not hanging out in the cold.
Sophia, 17.
Hi, I was wondering, like, what I should do if my boyfriend's, like, telling me who I can or can't hang out with.
Gentlemen.
Listen to him. He knows. No, I'm just kidding.
Tom!
How dare you?
That's, just, okay.
How long do you want to stay with someone who's going to control your entire life, you know?
Well, I don't know, like... He tells me if I hang out with, like, certain people that he's going to break up with me, but I don't really, because I really like him. I don't want to stop going out with him.
What type of people are these?
Who are they?
What type of people does he not want you to hang out with?
Some people, like, I used to use with, actually. Like, my old friends.
Well, he sounds like a smart guy, maybe.
And have you been treated?
Have I been treated? Yeah. Like, I've been in, like, treatment centers and all that.
Why would you put yourself in harm's way?
I don't really know.
Well, let me answer that for you. To use drugs. Right? If you want to use, that's who you're going to hang out with. So your boyfriend, being a good codependent, freaks out about that and tries to prevent you from doing it.
Because he doesn't want you to go back on the drugs.
Well, this is it's a meltdown, Sophia. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm just kind of like freaking out a little bit over it.
Yeah, why don't you go? You need to be somewhere. You need to be in a program of sober living or something. This is ridiculous. Who are you kidding? Of course you're going to use. Oh, probably you're using already. Who are we kidding? Right?
I haven't relapsed. I have 61 days today.
Yeah, well, you're planning your relapse very carefully. And reasonably so. I mean, you're doing a lot of drugs for a while, and you're trying to do it in a non-structured environment, probably at home or whatever. And for some people, that's biologically not possible. The drives are too profound, and it affects your thinking and your judgment. You start thinking it's a good idea to hang out with friends who you used to do drugs with. Genius! Brilliant! And guess what? That's your disease just urging you on to an environment where you will use. And if you keep thinking that way and keep responding to those thoughts, that means you need to be somewhere else. You need to be in a structured environment where you can't respond to those impulses. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe the guy's worth it. Just stick with him or something.
Well, if he's so codependent, he'll drive her back to using. He needs to go to Al-Anon or something. How old is he? Ooh, I bet he's older.
He's
How old is
17.
He? All right. Okay.
But I think he's justified, you know?
No, he is justified. Like, his fears are justified, but that's not the way you deal with an addict, unfortunately.
True. Okay.
You don't manage their disease for them because...
So deal with your own issues and then...
Right. And what I'm saying as a professional who deals with addicts all day long, she needs to be in a program. She needs to be somewhere. She's not going to stay sober. I mean, she's had no intentions of staying sober.
Hmm. Yeah. Listen to the man.
So, Sophie, you're not a committed recovering person. Do you even have a sponsor yet?
Yeah, I do.
And what does she tell you?
She hasn't even, like, been coming around. I need to get a new sponsor.
Right. And you're not doing the steps. You're not doing step work. You're not going
yet.
To meetings. Not yet. You've been sober 60 days.
Well...
You should certainly be through your first three steps.
In my outpatient, I already worked through the steps, but I need to work through the steps with a sponsor.
The three steps.
I'm about to go on my third step.
All right, that's fine. We'll get to it, all right?
Yeah.
All right, good luck now.
And stay away from the bad kids.
Realize, you know, don't let your disease take control of you. I'm busting your chops a little bit, but realize... The biology can be quite intense, and sometimes you have to be in a more contained environment to stay sober. The possibility of sobriety requires it, all right?
All right.
Let's hear a song, shall we?
Let's.
Sure. How about that? It's the Plain White Tees. Got in here right now, Damar, Tim, and Tom. The CD is called Every Second Counts. The song is called Hate. Why don't you guys tell us about that song?
Oh, okay, they're looking at me. this song is called Hate, and... It's a love song.
I play drums on it.
Yeah. And the drums are beautiful.
Thank you, Tom.
A love song about hate?
Yeah, well, it's the words are hate is a strong word, but I really, really, really don't like you. It's kind of like about this girl that I liked, thought everything was going good, and she kind of broke my heart, so...
There's nothing loving about it, necessarily.
Well, all I wanted was her love.
But then the rest of the song is about how you, like, are... kind of mad he brought her around and then she just brought you down, bro. It's not love. That's okay. That's hate.
What?
But thus, I just really don't like you.
Thus, the song, Hate.
Is called Hate.
Exactly.
Plain White Tees.
Serve it up. Love, 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 love.
Broken-hearted, now you don't mean a thing to me. All I wanted was your love, 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 love. Hate is a strong word, but I really, really, really don't like you. Now that it's over, I don't even know what I like about you. Watching around, and you just brought me down. Don't like
Now I think a little differently.
YTs, that is Hate. The CD is Every Second Count. Get them while you can. The CD is out at a reduced price now. If you buy a CD, you get to see them at the Troubadour. That can't, by the end of the show, there's no way there are any more tickets left. You can also go see them at the Virgin Megastore at the Block in Orange on Saturday. See them while you can, guys. It's not going to be this easy for long, I guarantee it. And you guys are going out then with Hawthorne Heights and Reliant K, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So check listings. I guess you'll have the listing of the tour on plainwhitetees.com.
We will.
Just a
full U.S. tour, so anywhere you are, we'll be there.
It's all one word, Plain White TS, plainwhitetees.com. Phone number here at Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I am Dr. Drew. We'll be right back after this. It's Loveline, Dr. Drew, 1-800-LOVE-191. DeMar, you had a bunch of advice for the condom call?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me set the thing straight here. There was something about not getting off of the condom.
Yes.
It's not about that. Like, I just rather, you know, like...
You'd rather not get an STD and not get off than get an STD and get off. Is that the equation?
You're putting words in his mouth.
I'm just...
No.
I'm jumping to that.
I saw something far more superficial coming
okay.
out of his mouth.
No.
Like,
no,
I prefer it without the condom. That's all I saw. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, but the thing was is that I... Obviously, it's a safe way, but I, you know, it wasn't like that I couldn't get off. Yeah, I could.
It's all about DeMar. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. He's a drummer.
Maybe,
what are you going
to
do?
Maybe I need to be on this show. Maybe I need to call it. I don't use a condom and my girl's on birth control. What should I do? You know? But, you know, whatever.
Did you hear that call?
I did not hear the call.
Oh. Well, you...
She had HPV. No. He had... What was it? He had... He didn't want to give it to somebody else, basically. And he couldn't get off with the condom. What was he going to do?
Yeah. Should I take the condom off and get off? Or should I just take the disease?
Well, I have a question. I mean, if you get checked and you know you're clean and
there's no way to check like that.
No.
There's no such thing.
No such thing as what? Checking?
There's no such thing as checking and saying you're clean for a male. There's no such thing. You can't see HPV on a male.
HPV. I thought, you know, I have friends that are like, oh, everyone has HPV.
Well,
I
that's true. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Everyone does. And you can't, I suspect the majority of the time you can't tell.
Yeah. But do you think that not using one of those things
Condoms?
Yeah.
Not using them? Yes, that's how you pass these things
well,
around.
Well, no, not using them how you pass around, but do you think that it's not that you should, even if like it's like birth control is there and all that, and you're only having sex with one person, and it's
not... Well, it depends. Those are individual
how many
choices.
Partners?
Those are individual... Here, get the HPV vaccine, then at least that one disease will be sort of taken care of. There's a vaccine for this.
I'll tell my friend to get the vaccine.
Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
Kevin, somebody take the vaccine.
Somebody else who should get the vaccine is Shantae, 25. Is that Shantae or Shantae?
Shantae.
What's up?
Hi. I've been with quite a few guys, and my problem is that I can't stay in a committed relationship. I try so hard, but I can't. I don't know what might be wrong with that. I don't know.
Why are you that way? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, why am I that way? I try hard.
How old were you when your dad took off?
He was 10 years old. I was 10 years old.
All right. Well, that's why you can't stay in it. Okay. Having an abandoning father, it can be very impactful on a young girl. And she is forever then trying to solve that problem. Get that man back. But that man is an abandoning man, so when you're attracted to these guys that are abandoning a-holes, you can't be close. And when you finally are close to somebody, you'll sabotage it. Because closeness is not something you're used to. It makes you feel very vulnerable. And your expectation is a guy will leave you after you've been close to them. So as opposed to waiting until that happens, you make it happen yourself.
Okay, yeah, because I have this, I lost my virginity when I was 14 years old. Mm. And, like, I was fine. I stayed in that relationship for about a year and a half, didn't look around or anything, and then... Once I turned 18, I just went buck wild. I just started.
Did you hear anything I said, Shantae?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you do that.
Okay.
If you want to solve that problem, either A, try to be in a real relationship, and if you can't tolerate that, you need therapy.
Okay.
That's bottom line.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Seems so gleeful about that, matter of fact.
Okay.
Krista, okay, great, I'll get therapy. Krista, 20.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi.
Plain White Tees, DeMar, Tim, and Tom.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Hey, everybody, Krista stopped by. Hey, what's happening, Krista?
I'm just hanging out with Dr. Drew over here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah, I have an ex-boyfriend.
An ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. It's been, like, about a year already. And he lives, like, down the block. And he doesn't leave me alone.
Hmm. Ooh, down the block.
What is the question?
Well, the question is how do I get rid of him? Like, how do I make him stop, like, ruining everything I do? Like, I can't even chill with my friends because he's calling me nonstop.
Do you answer the phone when he calls?
Well, no, but then it doesn't stop ringing. And then I turn it off and, like, I have, like, 24 messages.
You broke up with him?
Yeah, it ended.
A year ago?
Yeah, like, around this time a year ago.
And why didn't you tell him?
He's been, like, bothering me nonstop every single day since then.
What do you mean bothering you? What does he do?
Like, he comes to my house and, like, knocks on my door for, like, 3 hours straight.
Stands there knocking for 3 hours?
Knock, knock, knock.
What?
Give the guy a ward and tell him to take
a hike. All right, you're going to have to be, you have to be very structured with this guy. Stop.
I thought of going and getting a restraining order, but it's not as easy as I thought.
Why?
I'm not exactly sure what to do, and then I don't know. I guess they said that it has to be, like, enough of a reason.
You have to document everything he does. You have to bring that to court. You have to show what's happening here. Where are your parents?
My parents are working. They know about this stuff, too. When I was with him, he looked through their drawers, and he looked through my stuff, and he tried calling
me. You know what? Here's what you do. Next couple times he does this, call the police.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been in my house in a long time already. But the problem now is, like, I'm at work and he passes by and I see him and, like, I walk out and I see him and he calls me, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, leave me alone, and he'll keep calling me, like, if everything's okay.
You gotta change your numbers. You gotta be very structured with this guy. Get the restraining order. Call the police whenever he bothers you. This is not something you can sit and reason with. But you have to. And don't. He's way beyond you being nice and kind to him. It's got to stop. And I'm not saying you should be hostile and aggressive, but be very deliberate and very specific about this. This is bad. John 18.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey.
You're on Plain White Tees.
Hey, I just want to say I've been listening to you for, like, maybe, like, 5 years. But my problem is that I think I'm addicted to pot.
And the thing is that, like, is there any way that anything I could do to where, like, I could secretly, like, try and get off of it without my parents finding out? Because then they'd kill me, seriously.
Go to MA. Go to Marijuana Anonymous meetings. Yeah, I mean, you'll find lots of guys there just like you. Because pot affects, when it's addictive, it affects everybody about the same. It's very rapidly addictive, and you love it. It's the best thing ever. And then then it becomes impossible to stop, and then it just starts wearing off. You start getting irritable and depressed and panicky, and you smoke more pot to try to get the high back going again, and then you really get into trouble with your moods.
Yeah.
Every time, every guy, every person. And not everyone gets addicted to pot. It's not addictive to everybody, but the person that gets addicted, usually it's like the second or third time they're getting high. They get this, as though there's some sort of priming effect of pot, and then they get this, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. That's all they think about every day from then on. It's very severely addictive. And there's a whole withdrawal syndrome associated with it too, John. You really need a lot of support when you go through that.
Really?
Yeah.
The thing is that, like, because a while ago, I guess, my parents sort of found some of my stuff. And so, like, they really got, like, hammered down on me. And I stopped throwing maybe, like, 2 months. And then all of a sudden, like, I started doing it again. And, like, now I've been doing it, like, every day. And so I'm starting to freak out now because I'm doing too much.
Why don't you ask them for help?
My parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you understand. My parents are Cuban. They would kill me.
All right, go to MA. This is a biological disorder. It requires treatment. You can't wish it away. You can't beat it away. They can't make it better any more than that guy that was trying to control that girlfriend that was hanging out with the drug addict friends. Your parents can't do that. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Go to MA, all right?
All right, thanks.
Look for me. It's unfortunate. That's the only way you can do it. Megan, 20.
Hello.
Hey, Megan.
Hi, I just wanted to say, Dr. Drew, that you're awesome and you're amazing.
Thank you.
And that To the Plain White Tees, you guys are like, I love you guys so much. Like,
wow.
I'm getting a tattoo of a plain white shirt.
What'd you say?
I'm getting a tattoo of a plain white shirt.
Whoa. You'll be number two, I think.
I will get that tattoo if I can. Send it to me and I'll get it.
Where? Where are you going to put it?
I'm probably going to put it on my shoulder, like, not on my arm, but, like, by my shoulder somewhere.
There's been only one girl who has gotten a tattoo before you.
You should get, like, the neckline and then, like, the sleeves, just outline. So it looks like a T-shirt.
Yeah. You should get the tattoo, like, a full-on white T-shirt on your body.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Megan, thank you so much for doing that. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. And the only reason why I'm going to the Nintendo Fusion Tour is because of you guys.
Aww. You know it, girl.
Because of who? Hawthorne Heights?
I really don't care for Hawthorne Heights that much.
Oh.
How'd you get into the Plain White Tees?
Actually, I went to a show in 2002 to go see Sugar Colt, and they were the opening band. And,
wasn't like, even the band yet.
And everything.
Wasn't
it, band? It was
well,
December
thanks.
18th,
2002. That's wow.
Uh-huh.
Sugar Someone Colt, else earlier.
I was gonna say the second time Sugar
saw
Colt
us at that same show
was just in here a couple days ago. Have you seen them on the board there? They're good guys.
Oh yeah.
You've been touring a lot with them, or?
We've toured with them a couple times. We've been friends with them for a while. Good guys.
Good guys.
Well, thank you very much. It's awesome.
Oh, no.
You
got
to show us the tattoo when you get it.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Are you going to get it before the tour, before you come see us?
I'm actually getting it in like a week.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we will find you or find us, and we will love to see it.
You're going
to
see see these guys in Cal Poly Pomona?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Thanks, Megan.
Uh-huh. Okay, peace. I'll see you guys there.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, baby girl.
Again, the new CD is Bye, Every girl. Second Counts. It's the Plain White Tees. They're at the Troubadour this Saturday. If you buy a CD, there may be some tickets left for that. They're also at the Virgin Megastore at the Block in Orange on Saturday. This now is Angela, 15. Angela, what's up?
Hey, I have a question for Tom.
Yes.
Hi, do you remember me? From the Art and Soul Festival?
I don't know. Angela?
With Jesse and all the Asians.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How are you?
All you got to do is say Asian, and Tom perks up his ears.
Did I meet you in France, and you're Asian? Yeah!
He's got the yellow fever?
Oh.
No.
The man does.
Oh, jeez.
Right now, you
know, I've got a fever. And the only remedy is
yeller.
Or brown. Or brown. Or chocolate.
Or underage.
Oh, come on.
Come on. That's
What's
not
the question,
true.
Angela? What's up?
I actually read
like an interview you did about like you becoming a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, I decided to try to become one because, like, I don't know, I felt really gross.
Hey, Angel, we can't hear you. Speak into the phone there, all right?
Sorry. Yeah, I felt really gross out, like, after reading what you said about, like, eating meat and everything, and, like, my parents don't really support me.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, how you coped with, like, changing into becoming one.
I don't know. When I did it, you know, I had the support of my parents, and I didn't really have to go against anybody to do it. I don't know. If they're not going to support you, I would just maybe try to explain to them. Maybe if it means a lot to you, then maybe they'll understand if you're really serious about it.
Are you doing this for Tom?
Are you doing this because you just really don't, or you care for the animals? Because meat's delicious.
Yeah, I'm a man of many burgers, and I would
don't
say that.
Don't I'll be honest. Can I tell... I was vegetarian for a while, too, like, when I joined the band, and for a year now, I haven't been, and my dad, he supported it, but he was always like, oh, I'm not eating with you, because you don't eat anything, you know, and it was, like, really a hassle, but, I mean, yeah, that's a good question. Are you doing it for Tom?
I think that if you really believe in it, I mean, don't do it for me, if you are, but if you...
enough to do it for you.
Okay, well, if you really believe in it, then it's something you got to do. And
true.
Your parents will get over it, and just, you know, if it means not eating with them or buying some of your own groceries or something to help you out, then you got to do what you got to do.
Do you enjoy being a vegetarian more than a meat eater?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go. See, I didn't, so.
Do what you enjoy. Do what makes you feel good mentally, physically, health, all that stuff, and... good luck.
And all that hippie stuff. All right.
They are the Plain White Tees. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. In the studio is DeMar, Tim, and Tom. We're going to be right back after this. That's right, back with Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Plain White Tees in here. Panic at the Disco in the background.
Yeah.
What's up, girls?
And this is
boys.
Ryan, which the band cannot wait to talk to Ryan, 18. Ryan, what's up?
Hi, I have a boyfriend, and we have a question, but you didn't want to call in. In the morning when he wakes up, he has an erection, and I just noticed last week that he pops it like you would a knuckle on your hand.
Like he yanks it? Does he yank it?
I don't know. I just realized that his hand was down his pants the other day, and I heard this pop sound, and I...
You sure he's not, like, faking you out?
No, he's not. I've actually... him do it, and it's only one spot in the middle, and he cracks it like a knuckle. And
in the middle,
well, yeah, Dr. Drew is nodding as if he knows.
Yes, there is a suspensory ligament there that is a ligament just like in your knuckles. It's one. Where's my good? Get my anatomy book. And it can be popped. Just not everyone can do this.
Let's try it.
You've got to basically kind of push down on it, and it will.
How does that affect you in the future?
Tim, your wife wants to know exactly how that's done. She's dancing around in the next room.
Wow! Okay. We'll experiment, baby. All right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a knuckle crack. It's a knuckle crack.
People always advise you.
It will not hurt him, no. What's okay. that? People advise you what?
Like, people advise you to not, you know, crack your knuckles. They'll get swollen. Can you swell up your wang?
No, you're not going to swell your wang up.
Oh!
See this? There's a ligament, like, right
well,
here.
Well, he's showing us a book with...
He won't, like, get arthritis in it or anything,
No,
really.
No penile arthritis.
No worries. You're all
Does
good to go.
Does it have to be hard or can it be soft?
It has to be hard to crack
So with
like
the
that.
Morning wood, he can crack.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what guys do. Now, that's different than actually fracturing or popping your penis. You can break your penis.
Oh.
See these two things right here? These are the things that fill with... I'm showing these guys an anatomy textbook. They fill with blood, and you can just crack across those, and the whole thing... Penis becomes like a mushroom. It just fills out with blood.
Which also sounds...
And that's painful. That's a bad thing. And that needs surgery, actually. So if you break, you fracture...
How would you go about doing that?
The most commonly, somebody slips out and comes back in and powie. And there's a break, and then they need to go to surgery. And,
wow.
The powie makes an owie.
and you know, I dealt with a couple. I did a show for Discovery Health. We dealt with a couple. I had this happen. And they heard this incredible crack, and they stopped, obviously. And the guy went to the bathroom. He's like, honey, look at this. And it was basically, like, sort of curved,
oh
like a...
Oh, my God.
It should have got like, back to right business angle. After that, right?
No, no. And she's like, honey, you got to go to the hospital. Of course, the guy's like, no, 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 don't worry about it. Then 5 minutes later, because it bleeds into the tissue, ends up, he said, with this smushed out black mushroom-like thing there.
As girthy as he'd ever done.
And that's when he decided it was time to go to the hospital.
Wow.
And he had quite a surgery
Wait,
to go through.
Wait, off topic, like, what does this, you know, do for you, you know?
The cracking? Back to Ryan?
It kind of freaked me out, and then I kind of got worried that it could be hurting him, because I knew that a guy could break his penis, and he didn't even know that. Like, I told him, and it kind of freaked him out, too, so he hasn't done it since, but I don't know, it didn't really...
How did he come across cracking his penis?
It was just like
when did he do that one day and just tried it?
I don't know, we just woke up, and I went to cuddle up next to him, and I... saw his hand move underneath the covers, and I was thinking, okay, whatever, I was going to ignore it, and then I heard the cracking sound.
Predator.
And it was a little weird. At first, I kind of just, this is going to be gross, but I thought he just kind of, like, flopped it against his skin or something.
So I asked
him what he did, and he said he was popping it.
Because it feels better when he pops it like that?
He says it just feels like you're popping a knuckle.
Right.
He's like, yo, girl, I'm just popping my penis.
It's
cool.
And it's in the middle.
Now, DeMar, you did a little touchdown dance when you said Ryan's a girl's name.
Okay, yes, here's the thing. Name. We have, me and Tom have this thing going on where there's like he doesn't, they didn't understand that there's guys named Tracy and there's guys named
Aubrey. Well, I understand there's guys named Tracy.
And there's guys named Aubrey, and I know more than one Aubrey, and there's a tech that's going to come out with this name Aubrey, and then we were like looking on the page, and we're like, oh, they're
we
all
we saw
there.
Ryan.
And he thought Emmanuel, there's another person, and he thought like another name was a girl's name, and I was like, it's a guy's name. And then like, it's funny when Ryan comes on, it's a girl,
and it was
like,
a girl.
We're just like, oh, that's so funny.
So DeMar got me.
I got him because
people always ask that about my name. They like substitute teachers or something will look at me funny, like, yeah, right, your name's not Ryan, you're pulling my leg. But actually, I was named after a soap opera in the early 80s where there's a girl named Ryan on it.
I have a friend named Ryan.
That's bogus.
I have a friend that's a girl named Ryan.
I got a question. Can you crack or pop your vagina?
No.
Even if your name's Ryan.
Ryan. No.
There's no tendon. No ligament to do that. There's only that thing, suspensor ligament to the penile. Oh, thanks, Ryan. We'll take care now.
Thanks, girl.
All right, thanks.
Love your name.
Happy popping. Will, 19.
Hi, Dr. Julie, I got a question for you.
Yeah, Will.
My girlfriend is also 19, and she's never been penetrated by anything. And I was just wondering if that's a problem, if she needs to see a specialty doctor about that. She's a very shy girl, so.
Yeah.
Wait, his girlfriend's never been penetrated by anything?
Right.
How old is she?
19. Does she have pain if you try at all?
Yeah, she says it burns.
You leave her alone, man.
It's good advice.
Even, like, your finger?
Yeah, even my pinky finger.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's something called vaginismus. Look up vaginismus online. You'll see there's a bunch of kinds of interventions and kits and things, and yeah, that's a pretty serious, not serious, but it's something that her gynecologist might be able to help her with.
Don't you dare force yourself on
that. Vaginismus.
Yeah, vaginismus.
Don't you force that pinky on her.
It's a spasm of the muscles down there. It's caused by anxiety. Maybe she was sexually abused, maybe not. Maybe this is a spinal reflex that is just part of her biology, but it is something that should be treated and can be treated. Okay.
From now on, your nickname is vaginismus.
I'm sure it's supposed to...
Just be like, you have vaginismus.
Louie?
Who?
Yes. 22. Calling from Alaska. What's up?
Whoa.
Whoa, Alaska.
Is it sunny up there right now?
Yeah, it was sunny today.
No, is it sunny now?
Now.
No, not right now. It's
They're getting towards winter. They're going to have dark all the time shortly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Up north on the oil fields, the sun doesn't even show up. It just kind of lights the horizon a little.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was in Thailand in 2004.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Marine Corps. My buddy, the next morning, after we had a long night on Pattaya Beach, we were all at Pizza Hut, and he was telling us a story. He was having sex with one of the Thai ladies that he met out on Pattaya Beach, and he needed some lube because the condom was drying her out.
Pizza
so he grabbed a bottle, and he squirted it in his hand and applied it, and she started screaming. And so they had to shut down and turn on the lights and look, and it turned
out... Wait, were you still in Pizza Hut right now?
No, we're trying to find out what it was.
His friend... grabbed a bottle.
They're in Pizza Hut, and his friend is telling him the story of the night before.
And he looked down, and what? Continue the story, please. There was something beach they were at, some fan, some...
Pattaya Beach.
Patea Beach, the nefarious place in
Thailand. So he squirted the substance in his hand.
And what was
down.
The substance? What was it?
Hot sauce?
It was hand sanitizer.
Yeah, Perel.
As he couldn't explain, you know, that it was an accident and whatnot. She didn't speak English. She didn't speak Thai. I was just curious, is that potentially damaging? Can that, like, burn and cause scar tissue, or?
No, not about burning to the point of scarring, but it can be, it's alcohol, and it's drying, and it stings. It's
right.
Like putting alcohol in a wound or something. You know, it would really sting.
Okay.
But, so it won't do any damage to her?
No, I doubt it. I doubt
it. To the poor Thai lady?
Not the poor Thai lady.
That was an interesting call.
That was a very interesting call.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't his friend.
Allison, 15.
Hey, Al.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Huge fan of you.
I actually got a ticket to your show at the Troubadour.
Nice.
See you there. Allison,
After
we'll see you there.
Digging through the trash for half an hour, I found out my dad threw it out.
Uh-oh.
That's
a bummer. Well, he's anti-plain white tees.
Yes, so.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
Wow. Hmm. Ew, Allison.
So are you going?
Well, I don't have a ticket.
I think she threw it out.
Yeah,
I think what
out.
She's trying to say.
She's trying to get you to give her a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, Allison, plus nine on
you,
the list.
You know what? You got to buy one more CD and get that ticket back.
But here's the thing. Let's say your dad finds out that we gave you the ticket. He's going to come hunt me down, and I don't want to die because he obviously doesn't want you to go to the show. Right? Or he just asked.
I think this is a family issue that you have to deal with.
You're going with a friend, you said?
Yeah, but
how long ago did your dad leave you?
You what?
Now my friend doesn't have a ride anymore.
So the question is, if she shows up at the Troubadour, can you guys get her in? No. Okay, phone number here is 1-800-LOVE.
We'll try. We'll do our best.
Got to take a quick break. This is Loveline. They are the plain white tees, and we'll be back just to wrap up in a few moments. Thank you to the Plain White Tees. Check them out this Saturday at the Virgin Record Store at the Block in Orange on Saturday. And also DirecTV CD USA. I guess that'll be playing all week. I don't know what the time that's supposed to be on. They'll be on tour, plainwhitetees.com. Find out where they are near you. And just go get the damn CD. And
please.
Get it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Well done.
Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah. We had a good time.
Great.
You had some shout-outs?
Yeah, we got some shout-outs. I got my wife right here, Whitney.
She's taking pictures.
She's taking pictures. Big Joe Giamalva right there, our tour manager. Got to give him a shout-out.
Give a shout-out to all my homies in East L.A.
Yeah, Kevin,
you know,
Brian,
I think
you.
From Chicago. Oh, yeah.
Mark, all you guys listening, what's up? And Mom and Dad, love you.
Yeah, hey, Dad, you're not listening because you're in Chicago.
That guy
Mom,
with the little pinky
listening.
Problem, I'm coming after you, man.
Mom and Dad,
my girlfriend,
listening.
You're not listening.
Up in Santa Barbara on KJEE,
suppose. KJEE.
Mm-hmm. Nice, very
at
good.
At midnight.
Again, these guys will be at the Troubadour this Saturday, so get the CD where you can get the magic golden ticket labels and get to go to see them this Saturday, and we'll hope to see you guys again soon.
Yeah.
Stay in Chicago.
Of course.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Join me next time. I'll be still by myself one more night while Stryker is preparing for his he'll be recovering from his triathlon by that point. He'll be back the following day, and I'll be joined by Joel McHale, one of my favorite guys.
What an incredible athlete.
We'll see you then.
This has been Loveline.
Loveline.
The opinions expressed on Loveline are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold.
Engineered by Anderson Cowan.
Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One.